The man who temporarily represented Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate after the death of Senator Edward Kennedy says he was honored to serve but dismayed by the gridlock in Washington. Kennedy's longtime friend Paul Kirk held the Senate seat until Republican Scott Brown was elected in January. As part of our look at the changes since Senator Kennedy's death 1 year ago today, WBUR's Bob Oakes recently spoke with Paul Kirk.
Senator Kirk, it's been a year since Senator Kennedy's passing. What do you think the mood is at this time? How are you reflecting on this day?
Well, I think there's a reason to ask the question, well, what will life be without Senator Kennedy? In many ways, it's an obvious question, but I think the way to look at that is to really reflect on how fortunate our lives have been because of Senator Kennedy. He always said, even in private conversations, America is a promise. And it's a promise that each generation has to fulfill in order to pass along this republic in a better way, in a better time, in a better condition than we found it. And he chose politics and public life as a way to fulfill that promise.
Have you enjoyed returning to the role of private citizen after your few months in the Senate?
I have. It's obviously a transition at an important time and try to cobble my life back together. But the honor of serving in the Senate was very special for me for a number of reasons, and I really felt specially privileged to succeed Senator Kennedy, even for a very brief time.
You know, so much has happened in just the last few months of this year since you left the Senate. Passage of the major health care reforms, the sweeping new regulations in the finance industry. Do you think Senator Kennedy would be pleased with a health care law?
Well, I think he would be pleased that we took an enormously important first step in health care reform. I don't think he would ever think that this is the absolute final answer. He would be one to advocate to continue trying to improve legislation to serve people's lives in the healthcare field going forward.
Would things be any different today if Ted Kennedy were still in Washington?
Well, his force and his optimism and his determination and commitment to the lives and future and prosperity and security of people would be front and center in a way that maybe it's not quite as appreciated today.
What's your impression of Senator Scott Brown so far?
Well, I think he's got a challenge on his hands because he's in a caucus almost militant in nature, and he's got a lot of pressure from his colleagues, therefore, to adhere to the so-called party line. On the other hand, I think the constituency and the electorate of the Commonwealth is different in its outlook than the Republican caucus in the Senate and the Senate leadership. So I think he's doing what he can to kind of satisfy both interests and both quote-unquote constituencies.
Following Senator Kennedy's death, much, as you know, is made of his ability to work across the aisle with the other party, both parties working together. When you temporarily took his place in Washington, you lamented the lack of bipartisanship. Does it seem as if anything has changed much?
It's clear to me that there is a calculated political strategy that underlies this gridlock, to try to demonstrate to the American people that a Democratic Party that is led by a President of the United States and the majorities in both houses of the Congress are not able to govern. It makes it very difficult, given the numbers in the United States Senate, to accomplish anything.
Does any member of either party, do you think, fit the Kennedy mold right now in terms of a willingness to reach across the aisle?
I think there is a willingness. There are those who I think left to their own devices without the enforcement of their leadership would be more willing to reach across the aisle. I think there are a lot of folks who have the same kind of spirit or hope that Senator Kennedy embodied. They more than not do not enjoy the 47 years of trust and confidence and experience that he enjoyed. And I don't care what people's political persuasions might be or their station in life, but I don't think there's anybody who can not be grateful for Ted Kennedy's contribution to the human spirit. Not just those of us who were close to him and his family, but all who were fortunate to be his constituents and also those in places overseas who only his voice was the voice that resonant for them and their needs.
Senator Kirk, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, Bob, thanks to you.
That's former Senator Paul Kirk speaking with WBUR's Bob Oakes on this one-year anniversary of the death of Senator Edward Kennedy.